Hello and welcome to this self-love healing immersion. For the next 7 days, I'll be here to help you fall in love with yourself, and I hope that this immersion opens your heart to the love and kindness you deserve. Before we start, let me ask you a question. Think about the person you love the most in the world. That might be your kids, if you have any, your parents, your partner, a best friend. In a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you love them today? I bet the answer was very high, maybe even 10, 20, not possible to measure. Now let me ask you another question, and please answer whatever comes to your mind first. In a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you love yourself today? And I bet the answer wasn't as high this time. But shouldn't it be as high? Shouldn't we be the person who loves ourselves the most? But don't worry, if that was the case, you are in the right place. There are many reasons why people struggle to love themselves these days. And one of the main reasons is the belief that there is something wrong about loving oneself, that it is selfish, arrogant, egocentric, but this is so far from the truth. There are some wrong conceptions about self-love, and I would like to break them down here. Self-love is not about ego, but about acceptance. Self-love doesn't come from a need of wanting attention. That is the ego. Self-love is about accepting ourselves the way we are, in the good and the bad days. It is about showing ourselves unconditional love. It is relatively easy to love ourselves when we are achieving a lot of things and we're doing great and we are seeing results. But true self-love is about loving ourselves also in the bad days, when we are at our worst. That's when we need it the most. Because our worth is not measured by what we do, but by what we have, by what we own, by our achievements. So self-love is not about stroking the ego. It's about accepting ourselves the way we are. Also, self-love is not about arrogance, but about valuing ourselves. It's about knowing your worth. Self-love doesn't come from a place of wanting to show off or thinking that we are better than others. It doesn't come from a place of superiority. But self-love is about being confident. It is about valuing, respecting, and honoring ourselves. It is about treating ourselves with love, like we treat our loved ones. It is about recognizing our gifts, and celebrating them. And we can do this while staying humble. A lot of people think that you can't be confident, that you can't love yourself, that you can't honor and celebrate yourself, because that wouldn't be humble. But they are perfectly compatible. And self-love is not about not caring for others. It's about giving from the right place. Developing self-love is not about being selfish and only caring about ourselves and about our needs and becoming greedy and self-centered. Self-love is about being in a good state to give. And if you want to be in a good state to give, your cup needs to be full. You can't pour water from an empty glass. If you give every drop of water in your glass, you burn out. And I have heard this so many times. People who give, but don't take time to recharge, but don't take time to honor their needs. And they end up being available for everyone other than themselves, and they end up feeling frustrated burned out, exhausted. It is exhausted to live like this. So it's great to want to help others and to be there for others. Actually, the world needs more kindness. But to be able to give, you need to be in a good place first. And that being in a good place first comes from loving yourself, respecting your needs, honoring your needs, your boundaries, taking care of yourself like you would take care of someone you love. Self-love, so important. Loving ourselves is so important because the relationships with others are just a reflection of the relationship with ourselves. And I know this one might be a hard one to swallow, and I'm gonna say it again. The relationships we have with others are just a reflection of the relationship we have with ourselves. For others to love you, you need to love yourself. For others to treat you with respect, you need to treat yourself with respect first. If you want others to honor your needs and respect your boundaries, you need to honor your needs and respect your boundaries in the first place. And this is what we're going to explore tomorrow in more details. But for now, just let me know how this is landing, and I'm just going to invite you today and the rest of this self-love healing immersion to start treating yourself like you would treat the person you love the most, the one from the first question. Can you start treating yourself, looking at yourself, talking to yourself like you would treat and speak to that person you love the most? And if there is any resistance, of course, we're going to be exploring that in other days, in other lessons in this course. But for now, this is my invitation. And of course, if you have any questions or would like to share any insights, feel free to share them in the course.